Southeast Alaska's oldest Native organizations will focus on energy, economic development, and health care over the next year. The Alaska Native Brotherhood and Alaska Native Sisterhood held their Grant Camp Convention earlier this month in Ketchikan. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld spoke with the group's leaders and filed this report.
Alaska Native Brotherhood and Sisterhood camps often come to the aid of people in need in their home communities. ANS Grand President Johanna Dibdahl of Hoonah says that's getting harder and harder.
One of the things that the Alaska Native Sisterhood used to do was to provide 50 gallons of emergency fuel if somebody ran out and didn't have the finances to get it. But, you know, 50 gallons of fuel now is, you know, several hundred dollars. We have to, I think, explore, you know, all of the other avenues for home heating and making sure that our houses have insulation and windows that, you know, are properly insulated.
Dibdahl was just elected to her fifth term as the Sisterhood's regional president. She says the organization is committed to pushing even harder for solutions to energy problems, which tie into Southeast's general economic downturn. So is the ANB, says Bradley Flitch of Juneau, the group's newly elected regional grand president.
The message from the rural communities were, we don't need a five-year solution. We need a solution now. And so right now, the immediate issue is the high cost of energy in rural Alaska. And how do we get those rural communities off diesel? Or how do we bring the cost of diesel down?
Flitch and Dibdahl say they'll push for expanding the regional power grid. They look forward to planned lines from Petersburg to Cake and from Admiralty Island to Hoonah. And they're interested in pursuing other options for lowering energy costs, which could help Southeast's economy recover. Both say the region's oldest Native organizations need to cooperate more, and they need to team up with other Southeast groups, including government, tribal, and nonprofit organizations. Dibdahl says that includes efforts to promote health. The groups have established a focus on diabetes prevention and treatment, and there's a long-time desire for a regional cancer treatment center, which Dibdahl says needs wider support.
I think that some of the barriers are just our inability to get everybody on the same page and moving forward. I think that, you know, we tend to isolate ourselves from the other organizations I think that can help us. And I think we need to be innovative in our thinking and, you know, offer some solutions as well as asking for assistance.
The Grand Camp Convention in Ketchikan attracted about 100 delegates from around 30 camps, the term for local chapters. The event celebrated the decades of service by longtime member Walter Sobolev, who turns 100 this year. Those attending also heard from tribal leaders, elected officials, and candidates for Congress and the state legislature. Flitch and Dibdahl pledged to expand the group's membership. Both say that includes improved communications.
We're spanning five generations. From Dr. Sobolev celebrating his 100th birthday and the internet age and instant communications through Blackberries and texting and trying to get all the communications and so that we're all up to speed is the challenge.
Flitch has already set up a website called ANBTV, which features recordings of speeches and oral history. He hopes to expand the effort.
One of the ways of doing this is putting our young people and elders together with video cameras and the internet. And that way, the elders are getting the information as well as they're teaching our young people. And our young people are developing employment skills for the 21st century.
Next year's Grand Camp Convention will take place in the capital city. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.